From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP engineers will be testing the strength of the cap atop the well in the Gulf of Mexico today as the first step toward what the company hopes will be a final sealing of the runaway oil well. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports BP will move slowly, though, mindful of past mishaps in trying to control the well.
Heavy mud will be pumped one barrel at a time every minute, then two barrels, then three, while engineers monitor pressure inside the cap that's been holding back the oil since mid-July. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says cement could complete the procedure depending on the condition of lines supporting the well itself.
The decision on whether or not to put cement in after the mud will be completely dependent on the assessment of the integrity of the casing in the well bore, what the diagnostic testing has showed us in terms of the mud that has gone in, and if we don't have to cement, we can always do that as a result of the bottom kill operation will have to be done anyway.
The bottom kill is expected to permanently seal the broken well with more mud and cement pumped in through a relief well. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
There's a new tropical storm in the Atlantic. Tropical Storm Colin has winds of 40 miles an hour. Meteorologist Dan Brown with the National Hurricane Center says the storm is on a track that will take it closer to the U.S. by this weekend.
The forecast is for it to pass to the northeast of the Leeward Islands and thereafter likely turn a little bit more to the northwest, somewhere between the Bahamas and Bermuda.
Brown says the storm is likely to strengthen further over the next day and a half. It's too early to tell yet if the storm will eventually affect the East Coast. Security forces in Pakistan are struggling to regain control of the country's largest city, Karachi, after shootings have left at least 35 people dead there. The assassination of a prominent lawmaker in a mosque on Monday triggered a spate of revenge attacks. President Obama meets with 115 young African leaders today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports it's part of a forum marking a half a century since many African nations became independent.
President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton plan to talk with young leaders about their vision for Africa in the next 50 years. Michelle Gavin is with the National Security Council.
We wanted to have a conversation about that vision for the region's future and deepen and broaden our understanding of where younger leaders in Africa are trying to take their societies, what their priorities are and their concerns, so that we can be better partners moving into the future.
The participants come from 46 countries. They are evenly divided between men and women, and they work in a wide range of fields: politics, business, journalism, human rights, and more. The administration hopes this forum strengthens ties between the U.S. and Africa, as well as among young leaders in different parts of the continent. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Debate begins in the Senate today on the nomination of Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is NPR News from Washington. North Korea's military is threatening to respond to South Korea's planned naval drills off the Korean Peninsula. North Korea's state news agency is warning civilian ships to stay away from the area where the exercises will be held. A half dozen teenagers are dead in Louisiana. They drowned while playing in the Red River. A seventh young person was rescued. The teens stepped over a point at which the river drops to 20 feet deep. A local official says the teenagers were swimming with some adults, but none in the group knew how to swim. It's primary election day in Kansas. Kansas Public Radio's Stephen Caranda says voters will choose nominees to replace Republican Senator Sam Brownback. He's leaving his seat to run for governor.
Jerry Moran and Todd Tehart, both congressmen, are the two Republican frontrunners. Both candidates have been touting their conservative credentials and their opposition to the Obama administration and the federal health care law. The race has been characterized by a lot of negative campaigning. Moran has led in the polls, but Tehart has won the support of Tea Party activists and Sarah Palin. Whichever candidate wins the Republican nomination will likely be the next Kansas senator. Kansas hasn't elected a Democrat to the Senate since the 1930s. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Caranda in Topeka.
Countrywide Financial is agreeing to pay $600 million to settle several class action lawsuits claiming the firm concealed the risks involved as it loosened standards for making loans. A federal judge in Los Angeles has given preliminary approval to the settlement, in which Countrywide admits no wrongdoing. Countrywide was once the nation's largest mortgage lender. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for